you for joining us on our Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We had some time with family. It was just a neat blessing. I also want to thank all of you that have been praying for my mom. My mom is actually now back home again. Thank the Lord for that. It's been a real miracle of what has taken place from where she was in the hospital to the nursing home, doing some rehab, and now she's back to her house, and we thank the Lord for that, and we're excited for her and for Terry. And again, thank you for all your prayers. I don't know about you, but I found it a really neat privilege to have David Beck in Sebring to be able to share with our church family, and so taking him to the airport was just another joy, an opportunity just to talk and see what God's doing in South Korea. It's exciting to see what God is doing. So he asked me specifically to let our church family know to be praying for them. They're getting ready to go into a winter camp season, and they really have a heart to reach young people on the island of Jeju. And so we thank the Lord for that ministry, and so I'd encourage you to be praying for that. That'll start in January. Also, he was sharing with me that 60 Chinese students will be coming to Word of Life, to Jeju Island, to be able to be with Word of Life ministry. And so they'll have the opportunity to share the gospel. And what a neat thing for God to be able to open doors into China. A couple weeks ago, he said there's another 20 students that came. The Chinese government's no problem to get a visa to go to Jeju Island. They think it's a tourist visa. And God has placed Word of Life right there to be able to do some ministry with students. And so just excited about that. It's interesting as we end our, you know, get close to ending 2024 and think back of what God has done. I hope your heart is filled with thanksgiving. I know that there's a lot of things that have been not so easy through 2024, and so we're praying for those families and situations in that scenario as well. But reminded again of what God is asking us to do in our community, I was reminded of Matthew chapter 28, 19 through 20. Go into all the world and make disciples, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe the truth of the Scriptures. And so I'm praying for you, praying for me, praying for the whole church family in 2025, that we could keep the main thing, the gospel, actively pursuing relationships with individuals so that we can talk to them about Jesus, spending time outside of church circles with people that are lost, and we want them to be able to have hope in the world that they live in today, or also just spending time with people and encouraging them to take the next step when it comes to discipleship. Falling in love with the truth of the Scriptures, applying it to their lives, and then saying, okay, Lord, because you've said this, and there's so many different things that you can pick and choose to read in your Bible, then I can live differently because I know that you're with me and this is the truth and this is what you want me to use to navigate today is your word. And so excited about that opportunity to be able to encourage people. And so thank you for being part of our church family in 2024. We are thankful for who you are. I know December's around the corner and life gets really busy. And so excited about just opening God's word on Sundays and reminding people of hope, reminding people of love, reminding people of faith. And so reminding people of peace as we enter into the Advent season as well. So close our time in prayer. If it sounds a little bit weird, I'm riding back in the church van just thinking about you and our family and the Word of God. And so, Father, thank you for this time to serve you, love you, care for the people that are around us. Thank you for 2024 and what you've done in our individual lives, in our church family, and around the world. I pray for those 60 Chinese students that are going to show up on Jeju Island. God, may they meet you there. May they fall in love with Jesus. May they say yes to the gospel and go back into a community and take the word of truth into a world that is closed to the gospel. But we know how you open doors. So open some more doors for your glory, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us on Let's Talk.